RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Hamas expects Indonesia to rally objection to its decision on Israel. Minister Damar Nasution affirmed economic growth in 2018 expected to exceed target. Now the news in detail. Palestinian faction Hamas has expressed hope that Indonesia will rally opinion to oppose the U.S. decision recognizing Jerusalem as Israeli capital when the Organization of Islamic Conference (OIC) convenes an emergency meeting in Turkey on December 13. Spokesman for Hamas Political Bureau, Dr. Maher Salah, has said recently that the Indonesian President Joko Widodo will attend the OIC emergency meeting and Indonesia has strong position to influence and reject the U.S. decision recognizing Jerusalem as Israeli capital. Maher also said that the Indonesian government can also encourage a strong expression of public anger to oppose the decision and do routines that Hamas will deliver. That the side needs much support from Palestine at all levels, including political and economic levels. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Damar Nasution stated that the government aims to achieve 5.4% economic growth as set in 2018 state budget. However, he estimated that the economy can grow higher than the target. Minister Damar Nasution's estimation is based on the growth of investment and export. In addition, he also stated that another factor contributing to the growth is the general election. Indonesia is set to hold simultaneous general election 2018 and 2019 in 171 regions. He added that the upcoming Asian Games has the potential to significantly boost the economic growth. With those supporting factors, Minister Darmin is convinced that the economy can grow higher than the government's target. This year, Minister Damar Nasution estimated the economic growth will reach 5.1%. Such figure is lower than the 5.2%. The prediction is based on the realization of economic growth all year round with very little increase. The Indonesian National Shipping Company PT Pelayaran Nasional Indonesia or PELNI was bestowed the ASEAN Prize Award 2017. PELNI's Corporate Secretary Didi Dwi Prasetyo noted in Malanis Chapel on Friday that the award was received by Vice President Corporate Planning Andi Samsul Hadi, representing the Board of Directors of PT PELNI in Yogyakarta on Thursday night. He remarked that the award was a mark of recognition for the intensive and continuous implementation of risk management practices by PELNI. The award ceremony was organized by the Enterprise Risk Management Academy based in Singapore and was attended by several risk management professionals from over 100 countries. He noted that PELNI was assessed by independent panelists from various countries since early November 2017. PELNI was nominated in four categories: public risk, public initiative, risk innovation, and risk technology. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO has enacted PINISI, the art of seat building in South Sulawesi, as the intangible heritage through the 12th session of the Intangible World Committee on Jeju Island, South Korea recently. Many trial participants from various countries were amazed by the Pinisi shipbuilding and congratulated the Indonesian delegation. This was stated by Ambassador, concurrently Indonesian Permanent Deputy to UNESCO, Fauzi Sulaiman, to Antarajus Agency in London on Friday. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Ambassador to Paris and the Permanent Delegation of Republic of Indonesia to UNESCO, Hotmant Ngaraja Panjaitan, said that the community becomes an important part in the profession of Pinisi to the list of intangible heritage. This Pinisi enactment adds another list of cultural elements of Indonesia that had been previously included in the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List. The previous cultural elements are wayang, keris, batik, angklung, saman dance, papan noken, and three genders of traditional Balinese dance, as well as education and training program on batik at Pekalongan Batik Museum. The Indonesian government appreciates and welcomes the interest of low-cost carrier Jetstar Airways based in Melbourne, Australia, to help bring in foreign tourists to Indonesia from its flight bases in Australia and Singapore. Special top at the Minister of Tourism for Infrastructure, Judy Ripajantora, said in Melbourne on Friday that Jetstar, which is based in Australia and Singapore, has expressed their interest to bring tourists from Australia and Singapore to Indonesia. The Minister of Tourism held a limited business meeting with Jetstar representatives in Melbourne, Australia, as an effort to market favorite travel packages of Indonesia to the community in Australia. The meeting that was attended by Qantas Executive Industry, Qantas and International Press Manager, Rohan Gernet, said that Jetstar, a subsidiary of Qantas, is interested to bring foreign tourists to tourism destinations other than Bali, including Lombok and Yogyakarta. 30 companies from various regions are awarded Paramakarya 2017. Paramakarya is a government award to companies that succeeded in improving and maintaining their productivity for 3 consecutive years. The award was handed over directly by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, accompanied by Minister of Empowerment Hanif Dakiri at the Ministry of Empower in Jakarta on Friday. In his speech, Vice President Yusuf Kalla expresses appreciation to the companies that manage the product so that this gives added value. I appreciate the award very much. Almost all medium-sized companies that manage regional products are derived from regional products. Then they fix their products, packaging, marketing, and productivity levels. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also encourages companies and regional governments to help increase workers' productivity through education and training to the community. 30 companies awarded for quality and productivity consist of 1 large company, 14 medium-scale companies, and 15 small companies. The last item, General Gatot Nurmantio gave his last speech before finishing his position as commander of Indonesian military Tni at headquarters of Indonesian Army Special Force in Cijantunt, East Jakarta, on Thursday. He said that Tni keeps facing both national and international challenges. Even Tni will face challenges in welcoming Democratic Party of simultaneous regional elections 2018.
Situasi ke depan tidak mudah, khususnya dalam menghadapi tahun-tahun politik.
Future situation is not easy, especially in facing political years. Why? Because the Indonesian military tends to Indonesian people who had given extraordinary trust to TNI so that TNI becomes the most reliable institution for Indonesian people. This is also because of all personnel of TNI, so it is clear that if personnel of TNI will be asked to join in political practice, naturally and or unnaturally. Remember, TNI must be neutral. There is no another vote. General Tni Gatot Nurmantio also asked all persons of Tni not to be easily provoked by any interest. He said that the politic of Tni is state politic, so just follow the instruction of higher command directly until president command for the sake of unitary state of Republic of Indonesia and not to join a group of private interest. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various important events occurring this week are featured in editorials of some of leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review of Voice of Indonesia. Let's start the press review from Kompas newspaper. In its editorial on Thursday, 7 December, it writes, "Regeneration in TNI body. President Joko Widodo proposed the National Air Force Chief of Staff, Marshal Hadi Cahyanto, to replace the outgoing General Gatot Nurmantio as TNI commander. The change of TNI commander Gatot Nurmantio, who will enter the March 2010 retirement age, is normal and in accordance with Law No. 34 of 2004 on TNI. The transition of command baton from Gatot to Hadi was also a regeneration of the TNI. General Gatot, a 1982 Military Academy graduate, was replaced by Marshal Hadi, a graduate of the 1986 Air Force Academy. Marshal Hadi will become the second TNI commander of the Air Force. Earlier, in the era of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, the commander of the armed forces was once held by Marshal Joko Suyanto. It is the task of Marshal Hadi to further consolidate TNI cross dimensions, improve the professionalism of soldiers and the welfare of the TNI, thoroughly run state politics, and continue the minimum basic force development program. According to Compass, the consolidation of cross-dimension in the TNI is important so that the TNI can help and maintain the conducive situation ahead of the implementation of the political year 2018 and 2019. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, in which in its editorial on Friday 8 December writes, "The world unites to press Trump." President Joko Widodo vividly insists Indonesia strongly condemns the policy of United States President Donald Trump, who will move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Not only rejects the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, the president ensures that Indonesia's stance remains consistent to continue with the Palestinians fighting for their freedom and rights. That stance is in accordance with the mandate of the Indonesian 1945 Constitution. This is also followed by active diplomatic steps by Indonesia, as also mandated by the Constitution, to take an active role in eliminating all forms of colonization on earth. President Jokowi stressed the policy of supporting the full independence of Palestine should be the guidance of all international diplomacy conducted by the government of the Republic of Indonesia. There is no room for the unilateral efforts of the United States to strengthen the Israeli occupation of Palestine. In fact, President Jokowi will be present at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, meeting to strengthen Indonesia's support of Palestine on Wednesday 13 December in Istanbul, Turkey. In addition to communicating with the OIC, the Indonesian government urged the United Nations convened to discuss the unilateral recognition of the United States government against Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Indonesia must speak up and remind the United Nations that the Security Council resolutions related to Jerusalem are enforced, which is why other countries such as Britain, the European Union, French, China, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq condemned and questioned the Trump policy. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict also transcends religious issues. This issue is related to humanity, justice, and world peace. No wonder the Catholic world leader, Pope Francis, also criticized Trump, so hopefully Trump would reconsider his silly policy. If Trump reviews the policy, it can be a fresh start for realizing a permanent peace in Palestine. To end the press review, here is Sindo newspaper, which in its editorial on Monday 4th December writes, "The old face, new tax general directorate." Welcome Robert Pakpahan as the new skipper of the Directorate General of Taxes. As the supreme leader of the state-run covers, various circles have high hopes on the shoulders of the man who has held various positions in the Ministry of Finance. Businessmen, people's representatives, economic observers, tax analysts to ex-officials of the Ministry of Finance do not doubt the future performance of Director General of Taxes Robert Pakpahan, inaugurated by Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Wright at the end of November. Why is the position of the Director General of Taxes so important? Because the taxation agency determines the fate and direction of the development in this country continuation. So far, the achievement of the institution cannot be proud of because the tax revenue target is still always missed, and often there were internal lapses that disappoint the taxpayers who are obedient to pay tax. Entrepreneurs who are member of the Association of Indonesian Entrepreneurs or APindo hope Robert Pakpahan is able to increase the trust of taxpayers. According to APindo chairman Haryadi Sukamdhani, increasing taxpayer trust is not too difficult, beginning with embracing the taxpayer and routinely open the communication related to tax policy. That was press review.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRD World Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on December 9th, 1947 when Rawagede massacre was committed. Rawagede massacre was committed by Royal Netherlands East Indies Army on 9th December 1947 in the village of Rawagede, now is called Balong Sari in West Java, during operated product. Forces of Royal Netherlands Army were deployed in the East Indies to intervene against the massacre of Dutch, Eurasian and Chinese population by Republican Army and Indonesia Militia Bersiap. They were battling Indonesian Republican Army fighters of TNI and militia forces seeking independence for Indonesia or engaging in criminal activities. Almost all males from the village region, 431 men according to most estimates, were killed by the Royal Netherlands East Indies Army, since the people of the village would not tell where the Indonesian independence fighter Lucas Kustaria was hiding. Although Dutch Army General Simon Hendrik Spoor recommended that the responsible officer, Major Alphonse Wijnen, be prosecuted, no criminal investigation was started. A report from the United Nations published on 12th January 1948 called the killings deliberate and merciless. The next event was in 1990 when Lech Walesa became the first president of Poland. The election of Walesa made Poland famous throughout the world because he was the only president from the labor community who also broke Poland from the communists. Lech Walesa co-founded the first independent solidarity union on the Soviet bloc. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. And the last event is about International Anti-Corruption Day. International Anti-Corruption Day has been observed annually on 9 December since the passage of United Nations Convention Against Corruption on 31st October 2003. In Indonesia, the Anti-Corruption Day commemoration began on 9 December 2004 as a National Anti-Corruption Day. The purpose of Anti-Corruption Day is to promote more efficient and effective strategies for combating corruption, facilitating international cooperation and technical assistance in the prevention and eradication of corruption, and improving the integrity, accountability, and management of good public affairs. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is a remote service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today it's on the First Lady of Afghanistan visits Indonesia. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi received the visit of the First Lady of Afghanistan Rula Ghani at Bogor Presidential Palace West Java Thursday, 5th December. During the meeting, the President was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Yohana Yambise. Previously on Monday, 4th December, Rula Ghani gave a speech at the National Symposium themed The Role of Mother for Peace in Jakarta. On this occasion, Rula Ghani spoke about the golden days of the Middle East which she had felt since she was born in 1949. At that time, the people of the Middle East lived in peace with each other. However, all changed when the years of conflict and war arrived. She revealed that the people who lived side by side and got along harmoniously suddenly became enemies. War was inevitable. Over the two different era experience, Rula Ghani also loudly voiced a call for peace. According to her, wars not only damage the environment but also affect the morale of society. After the meeting between the First Lady of Afghanistan and President Joko Widodo, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi explained that they discussed, among others, the two countries' Islamic scholars' exchange plan. This is part of cooperation after Indonesia established Indonesia Islamic Center or IIC in Kabul, Afghanistan. In addition, according to Retno Marsudi, Rula Ghani also expressed her admiration for the progress of Indonesian women. She sees many empowering women organizations in Indonesia. In the meeting with President Joko Widodo, the First Lady of Afghanistan, Rula Ghani, also discussed the role of Indonesian women empowered to help boost the economy through small and medium enterprises. According to Retno Marsudi, Rula Ghani even wants to return to Indonesia to see the role of women at the village level. She cited the Wahid Institute, who has worked with United Nations Women for Women Empowerment at the low level. Not only that, both also discussed about the steps of Indonesia and Afghanistan in realizing peace. According to the minister, Rula Ghani's visit shows Afghanistan's commitment to continuously improve relations and cooperation between the two countries. On the occasion, Rula Ghani also called on Indonesia's support to help bring peace to Afghanistan that is facing a conflict for nearly 40 years. That was Focus Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Palestinian faction Hamas has expressed hope that Indonesia will rally opinion to oppose the U.S. decision recognizing Jerusalem as Israeli capital. When the Organization of Islamic Conference OIC convenes an emergency meeting in Turkey on December 13. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution stated that the government aims to achieve 5.4% economic growth as set in 2018 state budget. However, he estimated that the economy can grow higher than the target. The Indonesian National Shipping Company PT Pelayaran Nasional Indonesia, or PELNI, was bestowed the ASEAN Race Award 2017. PELNI's Corporate Secretary Didit Dwi Prasetyo noted in Malang, East Java on Friday that the award was received by Vice President Corporate Planning Andi Syamsul Hadi, representing the Board of Directors of PT PELNI in Yogyakarta on Thursday night. United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO has enacted Finisi, the art of shipping building in South Sulawesi, as the Intangible Heritage through the 12th session of Intangible World Committee on Jeju Island, South Korea recently. The Indonesian government appreciates and welcomes the interest of low-cost carrier Jetstar Airways, based in Melbourne, Australia, to help bring in foreign tourists to Indonesia from its flight bases in Australia and Singapore. 30 companies from various regions are awarded Parama Karya 2017. Parama Karya is a government award to companies that succeed in improving and maintaining their productivity for 3 consecutive years. General Gatot Nurmianto gave this last speech before finishing his position as commander of Indonesia Military Tni at headquarters of Indonesian Army Special Force in Cijantunis, Jakarta, on Tuesday. He said that Tni keeps facing both national and international challenges. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of typical food from South Sulawesi province. Stay tuned. Listeners, South Sulawesi province has various typical foods which have been able to survive for a long time and become legend. One of them is Lam Murutang soup. The recipe of the culinary is from generation to generation. Listener, according to local people, Lam Murutang soup has been well known since 50 years ago. The soup has strong aroma. The soup, which contains of pieces of cow meat and tongue, has rather clear and slightly thick dressing. Besides those materials, the soup can also be added with rice noodles, celery, and fried onions. Listener, there is also another typical food in Makassar which is more popular, namely Choto and Palu Basa. Lam Murutang soup at a glance in serving it is similar with Choto and Palu Basa. The difference is in its sauce. Choto and Palu Basa sauce is thicker with darker color, while the sauce of Lam Murutang soup is much clearer and rich of spices. To have Lam Murutang soup, you can start by sipping its sauce. It tastes delicious and savory with the sprinkle of red onions and slices of celery leaves, which is rich of spices. After that, you can have the main serving of the food, namely tongue and meat. The texture of the tongue and meat of the soup is very soft. Its taste is so delicious because its spices are merged into the tongue and meat. Listener, if you are interested in Makassar typical food, we suggest you to stop over at Jalan Lamuru, where you can find a stall which sells Lam Murutang soup. The stall opens starting from 9 a.m. local time until night. To enjoy the soup, you just pay 30,000 rupiah per portion. Listener, it was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Welcome in our segment of Miscellany. Today we are bringing you to Pekalongan, one of the economic development cities in Central Java Province. Pekalongan is located around 100 kilometers from Semarang, the capital of Central Java. With nickname as the City of Batik, Pekalongan has become one of the biggest batik centers in Indonesia. In introducing batik to the community, the Pekalongan City Administration is ready to carry out Pekalongan Batik Night Market 2017, which is planned to be implemented at the Sentono Wholesale Market on December 15 to 17, 2017. This event is the main topic of today's Miscellany. Listener, according to the implementation of Pekalongan Batik Night Market, Section Head of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises or SMEs, Office of Trade Cooperatives and SMEs of Pekalongan City, Very Yudianto in Pekalongan said that the activity will be followed by 50 small and medium business people. In addition to providing a batik SME stall, the office also prepares culinary booth, so the visitors of Sentono Wholesale Market could have a culinary tour while shopping batik. Ferry Yudianto said that the Pekalongan Batik Night Market is a way of Pekalongan City Administration to implementing the main program as well as developing the batik market, especially at night in the north coast of Java, the Sentono Wholesale Market up to the bus terminal. Furthermore, the implementation of Pekalongan Batik Night Market is aiming to push the batik business people to sell their batik products in Sentono Wholesale Market. Listener, with the opening of the exit in the Java North Coast Pekalongan Toll Road, the batik shop owners are expected to open their businesses until night and in the future for 24 hours. During Pekalongan Batik Night Market, there will also be gala dinner and fashion show showcasing the works of all participants of the fashion design competition assessed by the local regional arts council. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today about Pekalongan Batik Night Market 2017. Sampai jumpa!
tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Very Good Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Alika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Tiga Pagi Band. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Alang Alang. Enjoy the song.
Masa lalu, du-du-du-du, menanti waktu berpacu tak menentu, ku berdebu, oh berdebu.
You've just listened to the first song entitled Alang Alang sung by Tiga Pagi. Tiga Pagi is a band from Bandung, West Java, which was established in 2006. By playing folka genre, Tiga Pagi performed in a musical competition and was directly loved by a lot of Indonesian music lovers. Tiga Pagi performs with three personnel, namely Sigit, Prima, and Eko. Earlier, Tiga Pagi was only a name for Sigit's works, who sings various songs. But over the time, the name of Tiga Pagi is used as a name of their band. Tiga Pagi means at 3 o'clock in the early morning, which according to Sigit and his friends, is a time on which all of the activities begin and come to an end. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Batu Tua. Enjoy the song.
Batu tua, jangan pernah mengukir mimpi menjadi seindah seelok permata. Hei langit jingga, jangan pernah mengusik malam walau beda kau bukan dia.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Tiga Pagi. Although Tiga Pagi is called a band that plays folka music, in fact, the band often highlights Sundanese rhythm in its works. Sundanese rhythm can be heard in lyrics arrangement or in guitars playing of Sigit and friends. The combination of contemporary tones and Sundanese tones is seen as a work that deserves to be enjoyed. Until now, Tiga Pagi only has one album entitled Rukmana's Repertoire, which was released in 2013. The newest single of Tiga Pagi is Tidur Bersama, that has collaborated with a singer, Danila. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to last song entitled Tidur Bersama. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Ikuti terus alur dari sini.
hampa dan kaki telanjang.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.